Hey, dance family, it's Brooke, and I am proud to announce my next guest, Haley Willis, former competitive dancer, alumni of the Ohio State dance team, and choreographer for Tribe 99. She has truly taken the industry by storm, and in this episode, we discover why she believes in just a little bit of dance. Thank you so much for joining me here today, Haley.
Absolutely.
Haley Willis, that's
yes.
the full name, right?
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Okay, so where are you from originally?
So I originally grew up in Dayton, Ohio, and then I moved to Columbus for college, which is only about an hour north of Dayton. And then I moved out to California, and that's kind of where I'm at now. And that's the only places I've ever lived, so.
Okay, cool.
Ohio native and grew up there my whole life. And I love it there too, yeah.
Oh, that's good. That's good
yeah.
that you love where you're from.
Yeah.
It's super important. So you grew up competing
mm-hmm.
at like dance competitions, I believe?
Yep. I was like a big, our studio went to a lot of Star Dance Alliance competitions. Mm-hmm. I did the convention circuits. My high school actually didn't have a dance team. I wasn't exposed to that world really until college. So really big studio kid. Loved it. I miss it a lot sometimes. I'm a really competitive person, so I think like having that outlet growing up was really great, and I miss it a lot, but definitely was in this scene my entire childhood into high school, and it's crazy. It's like a full circle moment being back here, so it's cool.
It is such a unique experience being with the team and being able mm-hmm. to perform on these stages specifically, because I mean, it is such a unique world, and it's so
yeah.
special, and having your parents there
yeah.
and everything. What do you think was one of your favorite things about coming to dance competitions like these?
I had a very specific kind of circumstances, just that my mom owned the studio that I grew up going to, and then my sister was also my dance teacher, my coach. So it was like my mom passed the baton down to her, and then
oh.
she kind of was then my coach. So I think kind of having that growing up my entire life, it just, I think, brought us together. Obviously, we fought all the time, but I definitely think having dance in our life and having it kind of just surrounding our family brought us together, and we had this common thing that we all loved, and my dad got in on it too.
Aww.
Like, he'll say that I got my talent from him, and I definitely did not love him, but he can keep a beat. But I think that made kind of competing and coming to these things like really special for me, because they got to see me kind of go through all of my different phases in life and these different milestones as like a human being, but also as a dancer. And then I'm still going through those things. So it's really cool for them to see all of those different steps and be my biggest supporters through everything, which has been amazing because I know dance isn't like the most ideal profession sometimes in people's eyes.
Yeah.
And the fact that I've had their support my entire life is something I'm really thankful for.
Yeah, totally. Mm-hmm. Having family support you in the dance world is so
yeah.
amazing
yeah.
and inspiring. So then where is your career at now? Were you,
mm-hmm.
did you ever want to teach? Because since your family was teaching,
mm-hmm.
was that ever on the radar? Was it always kind of performing,
mm-hmm.
sort of?
I'm definitely trying to find the balance of that now. I went to college. I got my degree kind of in teaching because I knew I love working with kids. I worked at my mom's studio when I was still in high school working with kids. I still work at a dance studio and I love that, but there is also a part of me that like my passion is performing for other people and like
mm-hmm.
bringing joy to other people in that way. I definitely love teaching and being able to share my wisdom, and I think more so I like sharing my experience with people because I feel like I've gone through so many different facets of it, and I'm able to, even if I can share one piece of like advice to a kid and they'll take it, like that makes my whole day. So there's an aspect of me that like I love connecting with kids in that, but there's also like a burning like flame inside me that like I love performing and I don't want to give that up. So it's definitely finding a balance between the two, because it's like one is like a career to be able to sustain the lifestyle of wanting to be a performer. So it's a tricky balance, but I get both and I love doing both. So I think I'm in a very ideal situation of getting kind of a share at both things.
It's really special that you have been able to support yourself and
mm-hmm.
also audition.
Mm-hmm.
So then audition wise,
yeah.
what would you say is something,
helpful to think of when going into an audition as like a young performer who, when there's thousands of dancers who can dance really just like you. So what is something that you would say something you should think about when you're auditioning?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm still like figuring that out too and like going through it. But I think for me, honestly, it's kind of tricky because I grew up competing and then I was in a dance team for 4 years that you have to kind of look like everybody around you. You're cleaning to everybody. And I feel like me as a dancer making choices on my own was something that I didn't really start thinking about until I moved out to LA to dance. So I would say getting comfortable with making choices that are smart for you as a dancer, because those things are going to what help you stand out in a crowd of people making their own choices. So I think knowing what looks good on you and what you look like when you dance and just knowing how to like capitalize on your strengths, I think is huge. And I think a lot of it really is like if you have the it factor or not. And I think that comes from like the passion inside of you. I don't think you have to look a certain way. I truly think like if you want to make it happen, like you will, but you also have to know like you're going to get knocked down. Like I've plenty of times gotten knocked down. I feel like just being a dancer, like that is a lifestyle, just getting knocked down over and over again. But there is going to come the chance, like somebody will take a chance on you. And I think just like having that fire and energy, bringing that to any audition room, like that's going to showcase more than the talent in the room. Because at the end of the day, like they are hiring to dance, like, and to watch you dance, but also like to work with you. So they want to work with like good humans too. So I think if you're able to showcase that in your dancing, even though it's like hard to do, but I do think there is an aspect of that that they really look for when auditioning too.
So like important to keep that heart and keep that drive. Yeah. Because you think they can tell when you want it and when you're fighting for it.
Yeah.
Totally. So then, okay, Tribe 99.
Yeah.
Can you give like a little rundown on what this is? Because this is super
neat. Yeah. It's very like niche, but like this is my fifth year with the company, and where I started to where it is now is insane. So I was on Ohio State's dance team, and Tribe 99 did our POM choreography. And then through that, I built a relationship with Carson, the CEO of the company. And she has now become like a role model, big sister, best friend, like all wrapped into one. And just shown me, I mean, she truly is like ultimate like girl boss, like number one, like, and also such a big supporter of me and like what I'm trying to do with my life. But just what she's done with the company is insane. So she did our POM. And then from that, I was like, well, maybe I want to do this with choreography and traveling and working with kids. So I applied, got it, luckily. And I was an apprentice for 2 years, and then I became a professional choreographer. And now I get to assist her on Ohio State's POM. So, like, that's a full circle moment for me, too. And getting to travel and do things like this that I would have not gotten on my own. But, like, Tribe has been able to form so many connections that, I mean, it's been such a cool opportunity, and I'm so excited to continue to see where it goes and how it's bridging like the industry with the dance team world, because they're very separated and I think they're starting to bring those things together, which is a really cool thing to see happen and evolve, and I'm excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And so then competition world, dance team world.
Yeah.
Industry,
yeah.
Have you seen like kind of them all sort of coming together as well?
Really recently, and I think, and I don't think there's like one pathway that is like the right choice. I truly think it depends on the person and like what they need like in life for themselves. And I think I'm really happy with the path that I chose. I think dance team taught me so many valuable lessons as a human being, but also just as a dancer too, that I'm able to take into the industry that some people might not have that experience. And I think seeing now, I mean, you have industry choreographers coming now to work with college dance teams. So I think seeing those like overlapping is really cool. And I think if we can continue like building upon that and like bridging the gap, I think it's just gonna create something really cool and really special, because it's already happening. So
And make the dance world even larger than it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And get the appreciation that it truly deserves.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because it is such an amazing art and sport.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited for where the dance world is going.
Me too.
What would you say, last question?
Yeah.
Because you do have a rehearsal, of course. We have our opening number that you're going to put together. Yes. Cannot wait to see it. Last question. What do you think is the most rewarding thing for you pursuing dance as a career?
Oh.
I know, it's kind of a big question.
Loaded question. That's a good question. I think for me with dancing, I know it's like the cliche answer of like it's your escape. But I do think just the older you like I get, I think like you just get thrown so many things at you and you have to adapt with it. And I think dance just provides like an outlet, whether it is improvising in my bedroom or just like moving or just working with kids like this where I'm able to just create on them and mm-hmm. work with them. It's so rewarding to just like let dance in any way just be kind of my release and to like step away and my problems, leave them at the door, and to build connections with people that I wouldn't have had unless I had mm-hmm. dance, and thing relationships and things and just so many things that I'll cherish forever and that have really developed who I am as a human being, that I wouldn't have had if dance wasn't in my life. So yeah, there's so many, I could literally talk about
Course we could talk about dance forever. Yeah. But like I said, of course, we're going to go, you're going to go work on that dance. Yes. I cannot wait to see it, of course. Yes. And thank you so much for sitting with me and talking and getting to meet you officially.
Absolutely.
And we'll talk soon.
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. And also follow us on Instagram and TikTok, Just a Little Bit of Dance. And as always, keep on believing.